Module 3, Lesson 2. Moon sinking. What you'll discover. The special relationship between the Earth and the Moon. And we're going to be talking about lunaception. This is syncing your cycle with the Moon, if that's something that's of interest to you. The Earth and the Moon. A love story. Most of us learned somewhere in elementary school science that the sun is responsible for life as we know it, which is true to an extent. But what's lesser known is that the moon may have shaped more of life on Earth than we've ever been taught or realized. This is a quote from Bruce Dorminey, as quoted in the Scientific American. By driving the tides, our lunar companion may have jump-started biology, or at least accelerated its progression. Most scientists agree that if life did originate in tidal waters, then the moon had a major role in shaping life on the planet. Without the moon, our tides would be much, much smaller, and our days would actually be much shorter. Some people say 6 to 8 hours. And the Earth's spin axis and climate would be unstable over time, resulting in many of the life forms that exist on Earth now not being able to survive. The fast rotation of the Earth, some theorize, would lead to faster winds, stronger storms, and the gale force winds would rip up plants, animals, water, and soil right out of the ground. The Earth's and the Moon's love story gets really interesting when we learn that the Moon is actually made from the Earth. The prevailing theory of lunar formation is that a celestial mass about the size of Mars smashed into the Earth. And they named this big mass Theia. So there was this big crash, and then all of the dust and the debris went up into the atmosphere, and over time it collected together and compacted. It smashed together and formed our moon. So the moon is made from the exact same material as the planet Earth, but it's only about a quarter of its size. So remember that big mass that hit the Earth? It's called Theia. Well, this big mass was named after the Greek Titaness, also named Theia. Titanesses, or Titans, in Greek mythology, they're like the parents of the gods, the original gods. So Theia was the mother of the Greek moon goddess Selene. So I find that kind of fun to know that the mass that hit the Earth and created the moon is actually named after the Titaness who gave birth to the goddess of the moon. So besides controlling the tides, what role does the moon play now? Moonlight plays a major role in some of the breeding patterns and also the migratory patterns of some animals and birds on Earth. For example, moonlight plays a huge role in the biggest synchronized release of egg and sperm on Earth, the coral reef in the Great Barrier Reef. Yes, it's true, the biggest orgy on Earth is happening in Australia in December on a full moon. That's in the coral reef. Herbivores ovulate at the time of a full moon. It's been noted that the deer rutting season happens over the course of 2 full moons in the summertime. Amphibians mate during the full moon. Oysters multiply during the full moon, which is why they're considered an aphrodisiac. Migratory birds seem to follow the patterns of the moon for migration timing. And finally, plants absorb more water during the full moon, meaning they're more open for absorption, just as we are when we're ovulating. This understanding of this special relationship between life on Earth and the moon is the basis for words that we hear in our language, like lunacy, lunatic, even loony, all derived from the Latin word luna, which is another name for a goddess of the moon. Much of the world is ovulating during the full moon. And it can also be said that humans are programmed to do the same. In our female human brain, The moon plays a role every single month. The pineal gland sends a message to our ovary by way of hormones to release an egg based on the amount of light our brain senses in the night when we sleep. In other words, at the point of the month with the most light, the full moon, we are programmed to ovulate. It's a commonly accepted theory that our ancestors, who had no artificial light and also had no artificial hormones in their foods, ovulated on the full moon. I mean, it makes sense, right? The moon is a huge source of light. So if that's the only source of light that's happening at night, that would definitely signal the pineal gland to release an egg. It can be assumed that most women on the planet were ovulating during the full moon, therefore making their bleed time during the new moon or the dark moon. So a woman by the name of Louise Lacey is quoted as saying, "When we can see in how many ways we are plugged into the rhythms of the planet we inhabit, it is easier to comprehend the feasibility of a moon-woman connection. Other creatures respond to moon cues. Other creatures mate to a moon rhythm. Are we different?" She actually wrote a book about this topic in the 1970s after a newspaper article caught her eye. In the article, an OBGYN and a physicist found that they could regulate women's cycles with light. So Louise had just come off the birth control pill and her cycles had been irregular ever since. So she was interested in this. She decided to try it on herself, and the results were so astonishing, she wrote a book. She got 27 friends to also participate in this idea that she called Lunaception. She and her 27 friends said they developed predictable, healthy cycles and successfully avoided pregnancy when they wanted to. The Lunaception theory states that the female hormonal system in its optimal state is in natural alignment with the phases of the moon. If a woman sleeps in lighting that mimics the lunar phases, her body will eventually ovulate with the full moon and menstruate with the new. Katie Singer, who later wrote the book Honoring Our Cycles, noted Louise's work and also added some of her own observations that she made with some of the women that she had worked with. She notes that when practicing Lunaception, many of the women she observed had incredible results, including women with anovulatory cycles have become ovulatory, women with unclear mucus readings develop discernible, healthy mucus buildup. We're going to talk about that later. Cycles that were very short or very long have become 27 to 31 days. Fascinating. If you're interested in getting your cycles more regular, FSH levels became healthy. Women with a history of miscarriages are able to sustain pregnancy. Progesterone levels are strengthened. Also important if you're trying to get pregnant. Spotting at various times of the cycle is significantly reduced. And premenstrual women note that severity of their symptoms decrease, including a reduction in hot flashes, sleepiness, and mood changes. Whoa, so those are some pretty big benefits. When I had first heard about this, I wanted to try this for myself. My husband and I had been trying to get pregnant for a year and hadn't had any success in a year. I had an OBGYN who wanted to do all sorts of things like flush my tubes with toxic chemicals. Totally fine if that's your thing, but I knew in my heart of hearts, I knew in my intuition that I just wasn't ready to do that yet. And then I remembered, oh, Lunaception could really help me because I was experiencing the second thing that's listed here. Women with unclear mucus readings develop discernible, healthy mucus buildup. I was one of those women who had no mucus during ovulation. So there typically is a sticky kind of thick mucus that occurs during ovulation. I hadn't had that for many, many years. So I tried Lunaception. Within 2 weeks, I had developed discernible, healthy mucus buildup for the first time in years. And that was the ovulation cycle that we conceived our daughter. So I'm a big advocate of this work. So I know for me, Lunaception worked on my symptoms. See if you recognize any of your symptoms here and try it. Here's how to do that. Number one, cover your windows. Drapes or covers for your windows must be thick enough so that no light comes in. So what you're wanting is blackout curtains for your room, wherever you sleep. The idea is that if you were to sit up in bed and put your hand a foot in front of your face, you couldn't see your hand. We're talking dark, dark room. Number two, change any lights that you need at night to a red bulb. Red doesn't signal your brain to ovulate like white does. Number three, use a small white nightlight on day 14 through 17. So this is where you put a 15 to 25 watt nightlight on the opposite side of the room and sleep with it on for 3 nights only, around the time of your ovulation. And then, after day 17, you go back to sleeping in that dark, dark room. So what I did, I didn't like the nightlight. I live in a city and I also have a view of the moon. So what I did on day 14 to 17 is just opened my blackout curtains. I opened my windows so that I had a lot of city light, white light, moonlight coming into my room. So if you don't want to sleep with a nightlight, that's another thing you could do is just open your windows or perhaps keep a bathroom light on and crack the door a little bit. Just making sure you're getting some amount of white light spilling into your room on those 3 days around the time of your ovulation. So I get asked this a lot. What about a sleep mask? According to Louise, our ears, mouths, even the holes in our head, as the Hopi say, must be considered. We simply have to have the room dark, period. So according to Louise Lacey, no sleep masks will do. It's got to be blackout curtains or nothing. Also, a quick note here. Louise Lacey and her 27 friends in the 1970s said they had avoided pregnancy with Lunaception. Basically, to do that, these women said that they avoided sex on the 3 nights that they would sleep with the nightlight. Just no can do or use protection. If you're wanting to get pregnant, according to the theories of Lunaception, you do have sex on those 3 days when your nightlight is on. That's kind of a signal, all systems go. That happened for me. Louise Lacey and her friends said they avoided pregnancy by doing the opposite. If you're not wanting to get pregnant, of course, don't take any chances. So this is all well and good, but what does this have to do with syncing your cycle to the moon? Well, Louise Lacey says, if your cycle doesn't match with the moon's, keep your bedroom dark until the cycle lines up with the moon cycle. You will find you are likely to get into a rhythm with the moon more quickly that way. So what that means is if your goal is to really match up your ovulation with the full moon, your menstruation with the new moon, you want to match up with the moon cycles, then just buy those blackout curtains and keep your room really dark. Could be months where it's really dark until you notice that you're ovulating when the full moon is in the sky or you're bleeding when the moon is darkest in the sky. And at that point, start practicing Lunaception, and you'll continue to keep that cycle lined up with the moon, according to Louise. So let's say you've kept your room dark for 3 months, and all of a sudden, bam, you're bleeding. You know it's the new moon. This is it. You've lined up your cycle with the moon. Great. Keep sleeping in darkness for the next couple of weeks until the full moon is in the sky. You know you're ovulating. It's day 14, 15 for you. And then turn that nightlight on or keep those blinds open so you can see the light of the full moon. Sleep with that light for 3 days and then continue into darkness. And in this way, she says, you'll sync up with the moon cycle, and that's a way to keep your cycle on the moon cycle. Does it work for you? Let me know. I'm really curious to know. Did you have immediate results like I did? What did you notice when you practiced Lunaception? So start hunting for some blackout curtains and a little nightlight, and I'll see you in the next lesson.